All right, puppy. Eyes on me. I said, eyes on me, puppy. Good job, little one. Can you stay like that? I want you to watch and listen to me when I talk. If you aren't watching for your next cue and listening for the next trick, how are you going to earn a treat, pup? You know you get a reward at the end if you do a good job. But you gotta show off a bit first. You can do that, can't you? Listen to you. You sound so good, puppy. But from now on, you're only going to make puppy noises, okay? Barking, whining, whimpering. All of those sounds are perfectly okay. But the second I hear you use a word that a human could speak, you're going to be punished. For every human word you say, you have to perform another trick for me. Understand? Look at you, remembering the rules and barking for me. You sound so lovely, pup. Yes, you do. Now, let's start off simple. Can you speak for me, little one? Let me hear that sweet voice of yours again. Come on, puppy. I know you can do it. Speak for me. Can you do it? Can you bark for me, pup? Come on, let me hear that bark. Oh my goodness. Listen to you. Took you a little bit, but you got there. That's okay, as long as you remember the trick, little one. I know you're not the smartest, but that's okay. You're definitely the cutest. Yes, you are. The cutest little puppy ever. Okay. Enough getting distracted. Sometimes you're just so cute, I can't help myself. All right, let's start off easier. Since you did just bark for me, now I want you to find something in your room. You're going to find a pen, pencil, marker, anything that you could write with, and bring it right to me. It could even be eyeliner, lipstick, a Sharpie, an Expo marker. Whatever you have laying around, all that is required is that it's something that you can write or draw with. That's all I want. And would you look at that? My goodness! Is that what I think it is? Have you found me something? Come bring it back, puppy. Come on. Come on. Show me what you have. I know you want to. Come here. Let me see what you have in that mouth of yours. Oh, look at you. So good for me. Now drop it. Drop it, puppy. I'm going to give you one more chance to drop it, or you're going to have to do another trick for me before you get your reward. One, two, don't make me get to three. Oh, that's a good doggy. Let's see what you got here. Very nice. This is, in fact, something I could write with. I don't know how well it would work, given what I have available, but It still counts. You did such a good job, puppy. You found it so quickly. You knew exactly where it was. Yes, you did. I'm so proud of you, little one. Let's see if you can keep up the streak with the next trick. Do you think you'll be able to do it? That's a human word. Seems like you're going to have to do another trick before you get your reward, puppy. I already told you. You are not allowed to make a sound that a puppy doesn't make. Does a puppy say the word yes? Puppies don't know how to speak English. Therefore, you don't know how to speak English. You're just a silly little pup, aren't you? Such a good puppy. Let's do something simpler. Can you sit for me, pup? Oh, would you look at that? Sitting right away? Someone's trying to be impressive now, huh? How cute. Can you speak again? Let me hear that bark of yours, puppy. I don't think I'll ever get tired of that noise. Now, beg for me, pup. Get on your two legs while still on your knees and lift up your torso, raising your hands in front of you like they're paws. Show me beg, little one. Come on, beg for me, doggy. Oh, that's it. You're doing so well getting into position like that. Just had to process what I was saying, huh? You're a little slow when you get like this, little one. But that's okay. I wouldn't want it any other way. Makes you look even better when you're begging like this. Yes, it does. Paws in front of you as you lean on your hind legs. Oh, that's what I like to see. You're doing such a good job. I'm so impressed. Do you think you can prance for me, little one? Can you prance? Poor puppy. Look so pathetic as you cock your head to the side. Do you remember what prancing is? Is my doggy confused about what prancing is? Keep your hands in the current position. You can stand up if it's easier, or you can stay on your knees. But you're going to walk around in a circle for me, just like that. That's what prancing is. You remember what it is with a little help, don't you? It's okay, puppy. That's why I'm here, to help you out. Now show me how you prance. Yeah, like that. Look at you go. Keep going. Yes. Oh, so good. I didn't tell you to stop after one circle, now did I? You're going to keep going for a few more times. Come on. Come on, keep prancing. Just like that. Oh, so good. You're so adorable, showing off for me. What a good doggy you're being. I'm so proud of you. Yes, I am. Oh, you're so precious. You can stop now. You can go back to sit. I know you know what sitting is. Sit for me, puppy. Come on. Come on, sit. Oh, that's a good pup. You listen so well. You really know how to make me happy. I'm so lucky that you're my doggy. Wouldn't trade you for anyone in the world. Oh, you're so precious. Now, can you show me your teeth? Bow your teeth, little one. Smile for me. Come on. Show me your teeth. You don't want to keep me waiting, do you? Do you want to delay your reward even more? Come on. Show me your teeth, doggy. I want to see your pretty smile. If you don't show me your teeth, well, you're going to get into trouble. It's already happened once. Do you really want to have to perform 2 extra tricks to earn your reward? Oh, that's what I thought. What a sweet puppy. Look at you. So adorable, showing me all those ferocious teethies. You're so scary, my little pup. My goodness. So dangerous and brave. Now stick out your tongue. Come on. Come on, you can do it. Show me your tongue, little one. Stick it out. Oh, so good for me. Look at you listening so well. I'm so proud of you, little one. You're doing amazing. Now pant for me. Let me hear it. Come on. Come on, pant for me, little one. You can do it. Yes. Just like that. You sound so good. You're doing even better than I thought you would. Impressing me so much. We only have a few more tricks to go. Bark if you want to keep going. Whine if you want to tap out. And then we keep going. How about you show me that ferocious growl of yours, doggy? Come on. Be as scary as you can be. Growl for me, little one. Oh my goodness. So scary. You're so good at that, little one. I'm absolutely shaking in my boots. You're so scary. But you would never hurt me, would you? No, of course you wouldn't. You love me and I love you, puppy. Yes, I do. Love you with all of my heart, pup. Are you ready for your bonus trick? Well, your bonus trick is going to be a little bit more difficult. Because I want you to do well with this, I'm going to go slow. So, first things first, I want you to stand up. If crawling happens to be more comfortable, you can also do that. Either way, you are to get into the mode of travel that is easiest for you. Then, you're going to move around the room and find a pillow for me. Once you do, you're going to pick it up with your mouth and drop it right in front of me. Do you think you'll be able to find me a pillow, puppy? Then show me. Go find me a pillow. If you need to leave the room, that's all right. You are not to hold it with your hands, though. Whatever you do, you're not allowed to touch it. You're to carry the pillow in your mouth. Puppies don't have hands, but paws, which means that you have paws too, little one. You can't use your hands like you're used to. You gotta use those big, scary teeth of yours. Oh, would you look at that? Are you already coming back? Has my sweet doggie already found a pillow for me? My goodness, that was so fast. You knew exactly where to go, didn't you? Oh, what a perfect job you did. You really are the best puppy, aren't you? Oh, listen to that bark of yours. You're excited for the next part of your instructions, aren't you? First, I want you to show me dig. On the pillow in front of you, I want you to practice your dig, puppy. Come on. Come on, show me it. You can do it. You have my permission, little one. Dig for me, doggy. Go ahead and dig. Oh, just like that. Yes. Oh, look at you go. That's what I want to see. You're so perfect. So quick to do your tricks now that you're warmed up. That makes me so happy to see. I'm so lucky that you're my puppy. Wouldn't want to share you with anyone else in the world. No, I wouldn't. You're far too precious. You can stop digging. I said, you can stop digging. Puppy. Good. I want you to present for me. Do you know how to do that, puppy? Can you present for me on the pillow, or do you need a reminder of what that position is? That's when you turn around and go face down, ass up. Can you get in that position for me, little one? Come on. Come on, doggy. I know you can do this. You've done such a good job so far. Why don't you present for me? Oh, yes. Oh, so good for me. Look at you. You're doing amazing. Listening so well. Keep it up, puppy. Pull your pants down for me. Let me see everything. Oh, yes. That's right. You made sure you were already prepared for my strap before coming in for training, didn't you? Such a good puppy. You think of everything, don't you? And that's why you're the best. Listen to that noise, little one. I would say it was a moan, but that was too high-pitched to be anything but a whine. It feels good to have something inside you, doesn't it? All wrapped around my blue strap. Bumps in the most perfect place. Massaging your inner walls as you start to rock back. Trying to find a rhythm with me. That's what I like to see. Look at you. Do you have any idea how goddamn sexy you look like this? Moving your hips back and forth as your hole continues to swallow my strap. You're being such a good doggy, taking it just like I taught you to. Being fucked always feels better after a few tricks, doesn't it? Oh, deep into puppy space. You're just trying your best. It's so cute. You're such a sweet little thing, letting out lovely sound as my hips brush against your ass with every thrust. Oh, it's okay. It's all right, little one. I've got you. I'm right here. Not gonna go anywhere. In fact, I think it might be my job to make you come. You've been such a good puppy for me. You deserve it, don't you? Remember to use your puppy voice. It would be a shame if you were so close to getting your reward and then you messed it up at the last second. Fuck. Just look at you. You don't know what you do to me. It takes every fiber of my being to not just bend you over every single surface and plow into you like this. Always take my straps so well. Your hole perfectly wrapped around it. You're always ready for whatever I have planned, aren't you? Because you're so fucking perfect, little one. You take it better than anyone I've ever met. Moaning as you rock yourself backwards, trying to get more friction. You barely register as my front drapes over your back. My hand wrapping around to touch you in time with the thrust. It's not too much for you now, is it? I didn't think it would be. Shivering as you feel my lips against your back. Hot air against your neck as I continue to thrust inside you. Shh, it's okay. You don't have to worry about a thing, puppy. I've got you. I'm right here, going to make sure you feel so good that you can't stop yourself from coming. That's the goal, at least. And I would say I am well on my way to it. Having you squirm underneath me, hands pathetically trying to grab onto something, but there's nothing for you to grab. All you can do is lay there with your face in the pillow, taking it like the good doggy you are, right? Oh, listen to that sound. You're feeling so good. You don't want me to ever stop, do you? Yeah, that's right. My hand's speeding up, causing you to cry out. But my hips don't change. You can take it, doggy. I know you can. If I thought this was going to be too much for you, then I wouldn't have even tried. But you always do such an amazing job. Always make me so proud of you. I know you're going to do it again. You're perfect, little one. Always on your best behavior and working so hard. There's no one that I want like I want you. It's almost like I need you in order to breathe, pup. You bring out the worst side of me, little one. But I think you know that. Thrive on it. You get a little tingle of excitement knowing how much control I lack around you. Then again, there's not really a thought in your head except how good you feel and how you can get more of it, huh? I know how you get when you're like this, puppy. It's adorable. You lack all dignity, all composure, practically falling apart at the seams, just how I like you. Oh, if it was up to me, I would keep you like this all the time. The sounds you make are addictive. The way you look is hypnotic. You're so perfect, Fluff. Yes, you are. Whining as the blue strap drags inside you. The bumps massaging you just right. It's enough to make your mind blank with bliss, despite the fact that I continue moving, never stopping, continuing to give it to you without reprieve. My hand moves faster than my thrusts. You can barely process the sensations you're feeling. It's too much and not enough at the same time. You're begging for something, for anything, but you don't know what you're asking for, do you? You just know that you need something, huh? Yeah. It makes sense that my adorable pup doesn't know anything. You don't know what you want, let alone what you need. That's why you have me. I'm the one who's in charge of your pleasure. You don't have to worry that little head of yours about anything because I'm here. I'm taking care of you. Oh, yeah. That's why you're getting closer to the edge with every thrust of my strap. Can't help the sounds you make as you move back and forth, helping the strap reach even deeper inside you. You're fucking desperate, aren't you? So close to letting go, just waiting for the magic words. You know better than to come without permission. I've trained you better than that. You're so close to everything you want. But you're not going to risk it now, are you? You're going to stay on your best behavior so that you can come ease, right? Yeah, right there. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I like to hear. That's what I like to see. Fuck. I'm probably as close as you. Strap pressing against my G-spot. Oh, yes. Yeah, right there. You're such a good talkie. You didn't even realize you were making me feel good, too. So lost to your own pleasure. It's okay, pup. It doesn't matter. I don't fuck you because you're really smart. I fuck you because it's fun to watch you fall apart on my strap. Oh, yeah. Your sense of dignity is completely lost. Just a puddle of pleasure underneath me. Oh, you're so close when you get like this. I just love to see it. You don't know how to handle yourself around me, do you? Okay, puppy. I wouldn't want you to. I prefer you like this, all broken and trying not to come. Oh, do you want to let go with me, puppy? Does my little one want to come? Oh, fuck it. Oh, yeah. And then beg for it. Beg for release. Let me hear how desperate you are. Oh, fuck. Taking it. Take it. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah. Oh, that's perfect, doggy. For that alone, you can come. Come on. Come on, I know you want to. You've been holding back for so long. You can do it. Make me proud. Come with me. Be a good puppy and come with me. How are you feeling, puppy? Are you doing okay? You're not too tired after performing for me? Oh, you're too sweet. I can tell that you're tired, little one. You don't have to pretend for me. You're allowed to be sleepy after doing all that. You did such an amazing job. You listened so well. I'm so proud of you, doggy. You've made me the happiest owner in the world. Do you want to take a guess as to why? Because you are all mine. I don't have to share you with anyone else. You're my puppy that I get to love, that I get to take care of and spoil because it's my choice. You belong to me and no one else. Should probably make it official and get you a collar with a tag. Something like, "I'm not a stray. I have an owner. Tell me to go home to her." What? You don't like that? Well, how about puppy in a pretty font, in a pretty heart that dangles from your neck? That way, whenever you look in the mirror, you're reminded that you're my puppy and not someone else's. Now, come on, let's get up. I think there is a bath with some cuddles and wine that has your name on it.